Keeping content fresh is an important part of making your content marketing work for your business. Now, a really fast way to boost the effectiveness of the content you already have is to freshen it up. And of course, repurpose it. Content gets old, we know this, and the information becomes outdated as a result. Now, this doesn't mean that you need to delete the content, though. Don't do that. You can salvage it and then continue to reap the benefits of your marketing efforts. On today's episode of Marketing Minutes with Ms. Kemia, we're going to talk about ways you can repurpose and refresh your content for increased website traffic. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome, Ms. Kemia here. And today I'm excited to talk about one of my favorite topics, actually, which is repurposing and refreshing content. As I already mentioned, you know, content gets old, information gets outdated, but that doesn't mean you should be deleting it. What you can do is simply repurpose and refresh it. Now, repurposing means to change your content in new formats that help produce more traffic. Refreshing it is updating the content itself. So, on today's episode, let's talk about some ways that you can do this. Number one, you can turn blog posts into an e-report. So what you can do is compile blog posts that are about the same topic, put them in one document, turn it into a report, add some images, some nice headers, some special formatting, even some affiliate links if you like, turn it into a PDF and sell it or give away to your audience. Another thing that you can do is to update one old blog post every day. And I actually do this. This is a way that you can refresh your content. Because let's face it, if you write evergreen content, which is content that's not really trendy or doesn't have a shelf life per se, you, as you develop more expertise and gain more insights in your industry, or as industry techniques and ideas change, the old blog post that you wrote may become outdated and you may be able to update them. So you can start with an old blog post that you wrote, maybe a first piece of content you ever created, and update it. You can ensure that the information is still accurate today. You can append it with notes about how things have changed or not changed, as the case may be. Or you can even simply update the images to make the older content get better results and make it look more refreshed. Now, another way you can repurpose content is to create a PowerPoint presentation from a report. And so what you can do is you can use images from the report, the headlines and bullet points to create a presentation that can be placed online at like a SlideShare, or you can use it as an online event for a teleclass or a webinar. Yet another way you can repurpose content is to create a video from a blog post. You know, you can even go further with your PowerPoint slideshow and create a video with a voiceover. This is yet another thing I do, and it's a great way to put information on YouTube, or you can put it on a membership website and charge a small fee for viewing that information. In addition, yet another way you can repurpose your content is you can create a podcast from a report or a blog post. Believe it or not, Marketing Minutes with Ms. Kemia is more repurposed content than anything. This is exactly what I did to create a podcast. You know, so I took some blog posts that I thought would be great to turn into an audio format. And then once you create a podcast, you can, of course, put it on iTunes so that people can download and listen on the go. You can also post them on your website right with the blog post or information and questions so that your audience has a choice about how they consume your content. If you've ever clicked the link in my podcast show notes, the link will actually take you to the associated blog post. And this tip has gotten me increased traffic and a wider audience. So I highly recommend this. What I do is I have the blog post already written. I create a podcast from it, and then I simply embed the podcast into the blog post. When you visit the blog post, you have a choice to read the blog post. And if you don't have time or you want to listen, you can click the button directly on the blog post and you can listen to the podcast. Excellent, excellent way to repurpose your content. And it's pretty simple to do as well. In addition, you can create an email course from a small how-to report. You know, so another way you can repurpose content is to break up a how-to report into maybe a 5, 7, or even a 14-day email course. Simply load it into your autoresponder, your email marketing service provider, for easy automatic delivery when your subscriber signs up. Yet another way you can repurpose content is to turn quotes from a report into Pinterest pins. I do this as well. You know, within each report or blog post that you've created, you probably have a few really good lines and quotes, either of your own or from a popular figure that you can add to an image and share on Pinterest or on Facebook or Twitter as well. And then you can link back to the full report or blog post for added impact. You guessed it, I do this as well. Yet another way to refresh your content is to rewrite and update old reports and ebooks. You know, when you're repurposing your old reports and ebooks, you may as well give them a facelift. So you can refresh them by refreshing the images, the design, the content for accuracy, of course, and make any needed additions or add any updated third-party links or even links to your own content. And then offer anybody who purchased the first one a deep discount on an upgrade and then remarket the upgrade. Yes, another thing you can do is combine several informative blog posts to create a white paper. Just like you can create a small report or an ebook from your blog post, you can also combine the right kind of blog post to create an informative decision-boosting white paper. You know, you can simply Google great outlines for how to make an effective white paper. And what you want to do at the end of the day, you want to keep new content coming regularly. While you reuse, repurpose, and refresh, don't forget to keep the new content flowing on a regular basis. And your entire content strategy should include regular content as much as it includes repurpose and refresh content. Repurposing and refreshing old content is an important way to increase website traffic using work that you've already completed. So you don't have to constantly come up with new content every day. You can be coming up with new regular content while you're simultaneously repurposing and refreshing old content. This can liven up your website and blog and your social media posts as well by you making your information more current and more accurate. And ultimately, in the process, you're going to increase your traffic. After you've updated the content or you created it in a new format, share it again so that you can get the most out of all the content you've created over the years. That's all for today's Marketing Minutes with Ms. Kemya. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have, I would love it if you would leave me a review on whatever platform you're listening on. If you are actually on my blog, leave a comment and let me know what you thought of today's episode. If you haven't visited the blog, I encourage you to visit me at marketingsparkler.com for more tips, tricks, and insights on how you can use digital marketing to grow your business. Until next time, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.